Good afternoon, everybody.
Hope you're having a great day.
It is Thursday, April 18th, and this is the Mercy Rule Podcast.
Coming at you live from our spaceship in outer space.
Yes, sir and ma'am. Sir, ma'am. We don't gender shame.
Yes,
on
miss.
This podcast.
Also, to
not a shot.
To the Miss Ma'ams out there.
Mm-hmm. It's ma'am. Boy, is it a great day for sports. And we love you, and we hope everybody's doing good. All 12 of you that tune in. We're going to start off with the Masters. And Tiger doing what most people thought he would never do again. Winning his first major title since 08. Putting him three titles behind the all-time Mr. Nicklaus.
Mr. Jack Nicklaus.
How do we feel about that, man? Did it bring a tear to your eye? Did it give a little...
Yeah.
Little jolt in your spine.
I'm allowed to be emotional about
Tiger. You can Tiger cry Woods. If it's sports.
Yeah.
You can cry if it's
if you were born before Tiger Woods' first Masters, mm-hmm. you should have cried.
Boys, you can cry. It's okay.
Yeah. This is
men. It's all right to cry if Tiger fucking man.
That, beautiful.
It really did though, no, I'm not gonna lie. When I was watching it, I felt he makes you feel something.
It was one of those things when I was watching, I was like, no fucking way he's about to win. No way. He's not
going
to win.
Exactly.
And then as soon as he sunk it, I was like,
Molinari, the water balls on 12 and 15. Not good, son. Not good. You fucked that up.
And Rory, I
but
guess he'll have to
Tiger
wait.
Tiger won, no one's ever going to think about that, so who gives a shit.
And Rory's going to have to wait.
Rory.
Another 365.
He's just so close, man. It's, you know, 364 days till next year's hockey tryouts for Rory.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a long road, but it was nice to see Tiger do that. I think now that he's busted his nut,
mm-hmm.
it's on.
Yeah, oh duh.
Like he's back. The mental fog, the cloud that was over him, the dark storm cloud, the Xanax, Percocet, driving, operating machinery, storm cloud.
That is Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
You know.
It's back. He's back. Tiger's back, and I couldn't be happier.
I hope his back is back.
Or his ankle,
or his
neck.
Or his knees.
Or his, yeah. Dude, I saw.
He's a
cyborg. There's like a picture going around where it showed every injury that Tiger's had since like 06. He's a robot, I'm convinced. Out of all the shit that's happened, Tiger Woods is a prosthetic human.
Yeah. And everyone's part of him. Phil Mickelson can't play.
He's got a prosthetic cock.
Literally, people think Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods are the same medical history, and one of them's got arthritis.
And one had cancer.
12 times.
I don't know. That's not true. Boy, his mom had cancer, too, which I think she lived. I hope she lived.
Yeah, we're going to go with she lived
yes,
on
for this
one.
Fairy tale. No, it was awesome. Of course, him hugging his son. It's cool because, obviously, Tiger started with his dad, and then, like, but don't you get tired of that narrative? Do you get tired of that narrative? Or is it just like, do you... Okay, look. I only say that.
It's cool because it's generationally.
Yes, we all want Tiger to do well, right? And it's nice to reminisce. But I'm not going to forget how hard he was shit on
for
so long. Especially being Tiger fans. We know.
Yeah.
We knew. We were like, oh, really?
He dropped out of the top 1,000 player.
Really? Yeah. It was
bad.
The crazy shit happened.
Bad.
No, nothing's ever happened like that.
No.
Even Michael Jordan came out and said... Which he really has no fucking place saying anything
yeah.
about this anyway. But he was like, oh, you know, I left basketball for 2 years. And, you know, what I did was cool, but it doesn't compare.
Not even a little bit.
To what Tiger has been able to do. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you kind of got to stop. And if one of the greats even talks about another one of the greats in a sport, it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like when Wayne Gretzky talks about Tom Brady and shit
but
like that.
How tired... Are you tired of... The older, like, all right, so we got to see, like, our parents got to see the Archie Mannings and then him get to bring his kids up, you know?
Right.
Would it be cool if, like, you know, Peyton's
the
son
Ken Griffey's.
Goes to Tennessee and then goes to fucking the 49ers and has a successful
career? Well,
they got
death threats once he didn't go to Ole Miss.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he, like, kind of saved it. I think Archie was like,
the book
look,
of,
man,
the
you
book
don't
of
have a fucking
stab,
option.
The book of backstabbing.
Right, but hey. What happened to happen, and they both have two Super Bowls.
And we're grateful for it.
We are. Two future Hall of Famers. Coming out of the plums of a Hall of Famer himself. Now, we move on. Tiger, congratulations. Two, hang on, wait. Patrick Reed, I don't think I dislike anybody more on the PGA Tour than Patrick Reed.
His little smug face.
It's just so funny, like, because all that shit happened in the Ryder Cup, and then he has to put the jacket on Tiger, and it looks like Tiger just wanted to fuck him with his 9-iron. And it was funny. The whole thing was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick Reed, like, his own family doesn't like him. He didn't even like his family.
Jordan hates him now.
I think everybody hates him.
They feud.
I don't know if anybody actually likes him. But that's another conversation for another day. Patrick Reed, eat a bag of baby dicks. Now, on to the 2019 NBA playoffs. Kenny the Jet with hair. Now.
Oh, what, come on, man, come on.
What has been the most surprising moment from this series so far for you?
For any
from game. any game, from any series, what is...
Well, okay. So
standout
moments. I got my tier one, my tier two.
Okay.
Tier two is Portland leading OKC 2-0. I didn't expect that. So that's my one.
They've both been very good games.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Damian Lillard is bang. He's a monster.
He's on fire. Russ is getting mad.
Yeah.
And Steven Adams checked the shit out of him.
You got it. You got to respect him. And I get why he takes so many shots. I mean, that's a former MVP.
No,
gotta,
I get
he
it.
He wears that respect.
I understand. And former Rookie of the Year.
Now, what gets me more than anything, and it was one game, but it's crazy, and it happened one day after Tiger. Biggest comeback ever. The biggest comeback in playoff history happened.
In the NBA.
Yeah. It was 31 points.
Clippers.
And it was just because I saw it. I was like, no way. Oh, three. No way. Okay, mm-hmm. Three. Okay, little run, three.
It's one of those things where you can feel it coming. Yeah, like the momentum is shifted.
Like, you can see the Warriors, their face with like 8 minutes left, like, oh shit, something bad's happening.
Something bad
is
happening.
We're losing our mojo.
The mojo's not even there.
And Patrick Beverley, I am positive, 100%. I am 100% HIV, Magic Johnson positive that this guy smokes crack.
Okay. What reasons?
Okay. How he acts, how he explains his case to the ref is how a crackhead would explain to me on the street that he used to be a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
His teeth.
Yes.
Not hating, but the teeth. I mean, come on. If James Harden can get his teeth fixed and his hairline fixed and LeBron James can get his hairline fixed, fucking fix your teeth, Patrick. We're being a little cheap fuck.
I understand.
Yeah, and you're picking on also a crackhead trait. Picking on someone twice your size. Kevin Durant could throw one elbow and split your face in half.
Kevin Garnett, just throwing bows in the paint.
Kevin Durant. Did I say Garnett? I meant to say Durant.
Yeah.
But both of them.
Saying,
both
no,
of them lanky elbows.
Because he is Garnett-esque. Well, would be in that situation. But who knows? Beverly's gritty. I forgot.
Before it slips
Boogie Cousins is out.
We're going to take a quick pause here from the NBA just because I know you love him. The Nashville native himself is reinstated. Will Wade.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy.
His smug little
stack of quarters. Look, how long is he going to be there, do you think? Like, he's not going to stay. He's not going to coach.
So I've been thinking about it. Well, they got a new athletic director.
Right. He's got to save his own ass immediately, right?
Well,
that's like the first thing you got to do.
It's never good
clean the laundry.
Well, they're about to look at FBI tapes.
But maybe not. Maybe
all
maybe
I'm saying, look, if I'm an athletic director and I'm coming in, look, I don't know this coach, so we have no bond. There's no reason for me to keep him. Mm-hmm. And the FBI is about to wiretap him and see what's going on, and then we got investigation. Who knows what's about to happen with LSU's athletic department? I give him not even 2 years. He'll be gone before that.
See, I don't know if he coaches again next season. I don't know what's going to happen. I think there's a lot that's still got to play out.
He could be fired before he could be fired for next season.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think that's what's going to happen. I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong.
Speaking of LSU, since we're on there, how long you give Edo?
Who? I mean, dude, he's proven himself the past 2 years.
Oh, I know. But I'm saying win seven.
Unless he gets Mark Richt.
Win 7 or 8 games this year and see what happens.
You're fucked.
Yeah,
that's
LSU doesn't play
that. But the
that.
Thing also is LSU's in such a down state that maybe a 9-1 season is good enough for them.
Shit, ask Les Miles.
I mean, hey, we're in the SEC West. That's the hardest.
Ask Les Miles if 9 wins is good enough.
Right. But at the same time, I feel like the college itself wasn't in flames like it is now at that particular moment.
That's true.
But, you know, it is what it is. We'll see how it all plays out. Back to NBA.
To the association.
Fucking Will Wade. Interrupting me for Will Wade.
Hey, it's big news, man. Big news down in Baton Rouge.
More like Will... Never mind. Boston. Let's go ahead and talk about it. We have a 2-0 series
it's the first rigged series of the playoffs this year.
Really sketchy.
Milwaukee Bucks. Officiating. That's okay. Look, you're gonna buy into that? No, it's just people who get butt hurt and they don't like seeing a caliber franchise such as the Celtics.
Dude, are you saying Victor Oladipo is not good enough to knock off the Celtics?
Or fucking Rudy Gobert? He plays for the Jazz, but who gives a shit? All I'm saying is it's fucking, it's Utah, it's Indiana, it's all the same.
And
we're all from Provo.
The Celtics are winning that 2-0.
Also, Milwaukee is giving the Detroit Pistons the Charles Dickens. Mm-hmm. Blake Griffin is out, but that has not mattered because they're crushing the competition.
Yes.
Slowly but surely. And it's awesome to watch. Green Bay linemen are there chugging beers.
And of course, dude, you got Greg Popovich down with the Nuggets, just tangoing.
Yeah, that's a good series.
Little tussle.
It's a good series.
It's a damn good series. You never count out Popovich squad.
Spurs or locks. Fade that bet, son. If it's over 7.5, take that shit.
All day.
Now, or at 7. Who cares? Portland and OKC. I know that we addressed it a little bit. Toronto and Orlando, that's not too surprising.
No. Kyle Lowry needs to score.
Well, more. He went from scoring 0 points in the first game to, I think, 22 in the second game. So that's improved.
Yeah, but improvement. What's up with the first game? Hey, I think I could score at least 1 point.
If we're going to play that game, we can go back to the Rockets' 27 straight misses in last year's game 7.
Did you see James Harden's shimmy step back 3 that he missed?
Yeah, I did. I love it. He still wrecked his soul, though.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was hitting – I was actually watching a little bit of that game last night. He was hitting shots. It's unorthodox. I know he doesn't play defense worth a shit, but that he can shoot and he creates fouls like nobody I've ever seen. And I know a lot of people don't agree with it, but get over it because he's a badass.
He's one of the greats right now.
He's one of the greatest shooters I've ever seen.
Like, I need to pick a new favorite player.
Him and Steph Curry are stupid clutch.
Kobe's gone, obviously, but Dwayne Wade's gone.
Well, Kyrie's my boy. I mean, that's my favorite player. He had 37 last night.
I got to pick a new
37 points.
I need a young player. I think I'd pick Jason Tatum. The Greek freak.
Jason Tatum's a monster.
Yeah, if he sticks and stays good, he's my next Dwayne Wade. He's smooth. I like how he plays. It's pretty.
76ers are dog shit. All right, now we're on to the Stanley Cup playoffs. What do you think the payout would be if you called that the Islanders would sweep the Penguins and that the fucking Columbus Blue Jackets would sweep the Lightning?
Well, I just got $4 million deposited in my account, so that's it. Feels pretty good.
Yeah, I would. Excuse me, sir. What does it feel like to be a millionaire?
You know, my balls.
You know how goddamn mad I'd be if you had $4 million and we were recording in a kitchen right now? I'd be upset.
That I have $4 million and I'm still in a kitchen.
Fucking. Mm-hmm. Now, the Nashville Predators. Are gonna lose this series. You heard it here first. Game 7, they lose at home. They might lose in 6. They're going back to Nashville and they look like dog shit. They got lucky in game 3 because Pekka Rinne was a monster in the goal. He was not letting anything by him, barely anything. And then this next game, he didn't come up to play. He gets pulled in the first period.
3 goals go.
And they had to put Soros in. He allowed 4 goals in the first period.
3 of the 4 were in power play. So,
and I'll give you that, but at the same time, it's not a good look.
No.
Now,
but I've never seen so much negativity surrounded by a tied series in the next game. The Preds have home ice.
Now the Blues play tonight. And yes.
And that's a tie.
They suck at home. The Jets versus them at home are 3-0 in the regular season. And, I mean, they've fucked them pretty good in St. Louis. Hey, I mean, it's 2-2 now, tied. Who do you think wins tonight? Winnipeg?
Give me Winnipeg. I got SOB, baby. Same I think old
Winnipeg
blues.
Wins the series.
Same old Blues.
Unfortunately.
They're going to blow it.
Now, I didn't think this next series would be going the way it is, but... It's playoff hockey, baby. That's how it is. It's crazy. It's wild. The Colorado fucking Avalanche are they're doing a good number on the Flames.
Well, it's Calgary, so.
But Calgary also had the third best record going into the playoffs. Now I understand that the team with the best record has already been swept, but
yep.
I'm just saying it's a bit of a
it's playoff time, here. Man. Playoffs are fucking wild.
And then we can go to the Vegas Knights, the Muffin Man,
who are with Joe Thornton, 3-1 lead over Shark. Oh, the Sharks, out in California.
Yeah, so Joe Thornton suspended for the whole series on this hit to Shkvezhabok, or whoever the fuck it was. And then Evander Kane fights Ryan Reeves, and it's like a whole thing. And he said that it was like fighting the Muffin Man, even though from a fan's perspective, it looks like Ryan Reeves got the better of Evander Kane in that fight. I think Vegas, hell, they proved it to me last year that they can exceed expectations. So I think they win this series. I think they'll face Colorado.
Okay.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's more than likely, yeah.
Now, going over to the east side here.
The Blue Jackets swept the Lightning. I was shocked. Is anyone?
Boston wins last night in Toronto, so that's a good thing. I was very scared, but they pulled it out. They go back to Boston. We'll see what happens. Torrey Krug looking a little shitty. You need to get it together. John Tavares, Mitch Marner, and Austin, like, Matt, that shouldn't be allowed on the same team.
No.
They're stupid good. And there was goals scored left and right, and mm-hmm. It's just scary.
Yeah, there's something else.
It's a scary, scary series. So I have Boston edging it out. I think they go in. They have the momentum. I think they go into the Garden, TD Garden, and they fucking get the job done. I think they close it out and two at home. Capitals and the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes have been giving them some trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been playing okay. It doesn't look lopsided. But,
Andrei Svechnikov.
But I think that the Capitals have a little taste of what it feels like, and I think they're going to win this series.
Andre got a taste of Alexander's fist.
Yeah. Dude, he got fucked up. 19 years old. And I think it was his first NHL fight, and that was only Ovi's third ever. And why would you do that? Why? He is Russian. I think the other guy was Russian.
Yeah.
But I don't think it matters.
Ovi's he's a former bear, like an actual bear.
He looks like he was the bear that Khabib used to wrestle in Dagestan.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turned in and he was like, I don't want to be a bear anymore. I'm a hockey player.
Yeah. And they're like, all right.
All right, yeah, fine. Here, Khabib, we're going to put you in a cryogenic chamber. We're going to let you rest for a minute, and then we're going to have this fighter named Conor McGregor that we're going to have you fight in 30 years. Sound good? Yes, I like to fight the bear. All right, cool. Here, step in here for a minute, Khabib. We're just going to just lock you. Okay, see you later. What is this? What do you mean?
We call this bear Ovechkin. Fight it. Frozen. Fight it.
Fuck him. So, the Capitals will face the Islanders, and... I mean, since we're here, we can go on down the block. I think the Bruins face the Blue Jackets. I think the Bruins beat the Blue Jackets, which means that the Bruins would face... I think the Capitals beat the Islanders.
Really?
Yes.
You think the Caps going to make a run?
I think the Bruins play the Caps on this side. And on this side, we're going to come over here. Ooh. I think the Winnipeg Jets...
And the Preds?
No. The Winnipeg, no. The Preds lose. I'm saying The Jets, we've already done that. So it's the Jets are right here. The Jets.
The Preds beat the Jets.
No.
So what?
You have the Preds winning this series?
Oh, fuck yeah. We got home ice. Preds are going to beat.
Y'all don't look good.
No.
You don't look good.
No. But, you know, got to have a little fucking faith.
You can say that the Preds wouldn't even know. That's a far fetch. They couldn't beat the Jets last year. Don't know why they would this year.
Because it's a new year.
The Blues might even win. Don't think they will, but they might.
The Blues are going to...
Don't think they will.
Hmm. It'd be wild to have a Blues-Preds.
Colorado and Vegas. Series. I think Vegas wins that series. So I've got Vegas and the Jets, and then I've got Boston and the Capitals. So I think the Jets beat Vegas.
So you got Vegas.
So I've got the Jets versus the Bruins. Jets versus Bruins in my Stanley Cup. And I've got the Bruins winning it all.
I got Vegas and the Caps.
Okay.
And I got Caps with a repeat. Let's go. I'm calling for another Ovi Bender. It's gonna be way more alcoholic than the last one.
Well, the Bruins front line last year, they averaged 21 points by game three. This year it was like 7 points. So it's a better line. David Krejci's really showed up. Brad Marchand's really showed up. Marchand last night was on fire. David Pastrnak's been killing it. David Back. So there's a lot of Davids on Boston's team. But, you know, I think another honorable mention is Braden Schenn for the St. Louis Blues. I like him. I like what he brings to the table. He's a fiery little fucker.
Mm-hmm. He always brings okra, lots of vegetables to the table.
Lots of veggies to the table. Some potatoes. So. And that's our hockey talk for today. So go Bruins and go fucking Predators and Blues, I guess. Shout out to the roommates and friends. Now, the NFL schedule has come out. Mm-mm. It's been released. Mm-mm. We know who's going to play, who, when, where, and what time. Holy fucking shit. I get to see the Saints twice this year.
But you don't get to see the Jets on the Eastern time zone?
Okay, yeah, so it's the Jets and the Bills?
I think it's the Jets and the Bills. I know it's the Jets for sure, but the Bills are up there with them. But the Jets do not leave the Eastern time zone once.
Which, honestly, might help with Le'Veon Bell's jet lag. I don't, you know, we all know how he doesn't like to show up for things. So maybe if we can keep him in one spot, you know, we won't have as many issues.
Well, he plays for the Jets, so they don't get jet lag.
Yes,
they get jet lag.
They get, I don't even think it's immune. It's like built in, it's grandfathered into your system.
So can we all agree that the Cleveland Browns, when they beat the Jets last year, that they swapped souls.
Baker Mayfield's coming out party.
They swapped souls.
Well, see, I don't think. Well, how do you get. No, because if you had the Jets look at soul.
This. Right after that.
But the Jets suck.
But the Jets have won a Super Bowl.
But that doesn't mean anything. Has been anytime soon. That
means something. So the Jets get awful uniforms and they get one good running back. Cool. The Cleveland Browns
are going to be dog shit.
The Cleveland Browns hire the all-star team, and
they could still blow it just because they're the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, of course.
And the Haslams.
You see that all the dumb analysts over at
Bleep. Yeah.
They said they were going to go undefeated.
No, that was.
I know.
But still.
But Cleveland's awesome. So, huge Cleveland guys.
Anyway. What matchup are you most excited about in week one?
Honestly, who's not Packers and the Bears. It's classic. Two oldest teams in the league.
I'll tell you mine.
Well, of course.
That's gonna be great though. That's gonna be a great game because that's a threat.
Oh no, the Texans are for real.
That's probably gonna suck.
Let me see what else. I'll be honest. I'm kind of interested to see what the Raiders are doing. I know Antonio Brown's there, and everyone's gonna be all about that. But you know,
Case Keenum,
the Titans at the Browns.
That's gonna be a good game.
I do not want the Titans to be the first team to lose to this all-star team. So,
I can agree with you there.
I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that.
Do you think Nick Foles? What if Nick Foles has a coming out party against the Chiefs? How awesome would that be? Chiefs are at. They're at Jacksonville.
Philadelphia fucked up not keeping.
No, him. I agree. Carson Wentz, I think, will prove to be a bust.
Yeah, I do too.
Because after that injury and after all those starting changes.
He looks soft.
He doesn't look the same.
Mentally. Nick Foles, the Jags scored. I think the Jags are going to give the Titans hell this year because Blake Bortles is the only thing that. He was the 12th Titan player on the field when he was out there.
He was helping us out a lot. I love Leonard Fournette. I like their weapons that they have, their defense is stout. Well, minus that one guy that talks a lot of shit. Not even going to give him the publicity of naming him. But other than that, I like the Jags. Other than everything about them.
What are you talking about? Jalen Ramsey, Nashville native. Didn't go to Tennessee because he got traded.
Because he's a fucking loser and he likes dudes. Now, the Ravens played the Dolphins.
Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Earl Thomas. We get to see him back. Of course, Kenyon Drake. And what will the Dolphins look like without quarterback Ryan Tannehill?
I mean, they have Ryan Fitzpatrick, who already announced after practice the other day that he was like, well, now that all 18 of my kids' birthdays are gone, apparently like every one of his kids is born between like, it's like February and April. Jeez. Like all, like 8 of them.
Damn, he's got the woman's ovulation cycle down
better
than women. I wonder
if him and Philip Rivers ever have cookouts together. I wonder how many fucking, like
they have shuttle bus.
just with the amount of kids that they have. You have to get like 8 hotel rooms.
I can see it right now. You got Fitzmagic with his aviators on, drinking a Modelo. You got
Philip Rivers drinking O'Doul's.
He's flipping, yeah, because he don't drink in front of his kids. He's flipping O'Doul's burgers. He's got them just, they're crisp, cooking slow. Fitzpatrick's shit-faced, but they don't want his wife to know.
The pension, we got to talk to Roger, because the pension's just not going to cut it.
Yeah, you're telling me. I mean, Cindy wants to have another kid, and I just don't know if I can fucking handle that pressure right now. I mean, Jimmy, Joey, Timmy, Tommy, and Stevie are all going through school, you know, the same school.
Speaking of Cindy, how's that vagina? Is that like a baby garage or something?
Well, we just got it stitched up last week again. You know, we probably have to go back in next week for another appointment and, you know, see if we can't get another couple extra inches closed up.
Get a little nip-tuck going on
you
here.
Know, it's kind of like if you got like a clothespin and then you got two pancakes and hooked them onto the clothespin and then aimed a fan at it, that's kind of what it looks like.
And then when you pour maple syrup, that's what it looks like when she is arousal, when she's aroused.
All right, so that was Ryan Fitzpatrick hangs out with
Philip Rivers next to the river.
Now
we're calling that the cookout next to the
river. All right,
we're
going to do a quick run through here. We love to do it. We're going to do it. We need to do it. Week one predictions. We're going to have to mark this shit down.
Yeah. It's not like we're being recorded or anything and have anything to go by.
All right, Hunter, Austin.
Who are they?
All right, so week one, Packers, Bears. Who do you have?
Bears. Not Bears.
Ooh, okay. I've got Packers.
Okay, go Pack, go.
All right, now we've got Rams, Panthers. Who do you have?
Sean McVay, Rams.
Also Rams. We've got Redskins, Eagles. Ooh, this is a fucking
little NFC
fire
matchup here.
Yeah, it's a classic that everyone knows and loves and hates at the same time.
Yo, it can take you back to the 70s to the body bag game.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, it was a hell of a game, Mr.
No, I don't know. The Redskins at the Eagles.
White,
who do you have? Yeah, right. Who do you have? Give me Philly.
Yeah. No, actually, give me the Redskins. Dumpster fire, but that's a toss-up.
I'll take it, Kirk Cousins. Bills, Jets. I think, all right, Jake Allen's going to throw all over him. You heard it here first. Josh, whatever. Who fucking cares? Allen.
That's his brother. He'll probably be throwing a Nerf ball at the house watching it.
Jets.
Give me the Jets. New uniforms, new mojo. You got to look good, feel good, play good. They look great.
Too stone.
Keith Stone.
Keystone Light. New sponsor. Falcons, Vikings.
Skull.
Really?
Adam Thielen, baby.
Fuck.
Stephon Diggs.
That game. I'm going Falcons.
Matt Ryan.
All right. We've got Chiefs, Jags.
We got Ravens, Dolphins, actually.
Ravens, Dolphins. Well, I already wrote it down, so who? Chiefs, Jags, who do you have?
Chiefs.
Okay. Now, Ravens, Dolphins, Ravens.
Ravens,
me.
Yeah. I really like what they got going
Dude,
on.
Dude, Joe Flacco's on the fucking Broncos. We'll talk about it. Ravens, for you, sir. Now, Titans, Browns, this is a close one.
And it's going to be at Cleveland, next to the burning river. I'll take the Titans. We don't have bad luck.
Okay. I'm going Titans as well. Fuck it. Tighten up. No, I'm not.
Okay, disrespect the whole fan base by yelling out the
Browns.
Hashtag.
Yeah, it's just a little troll I like to do. Colts, Chargers. Who do we have?
Captain Andrew Luck and the Colts.
I agree with you there. Bengals and Seahawks.
Well, as I know, all right. So the Seahawks are at home.
Russell Wilson just got the largest contract in NFL quarterback
and the best
history per year annual salary.
And the best head he's ever gotten.
Probably. Dude, that video is so fucking hilarious. Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go
and
Hawks.
Then Sierra like pops her head out from under the covers.
Did you see his teammates do it?
Yes, that shit was
Go
so
Hawks.
Funny. Now.
But the Seahawks are short a hand.
That's
so,
true. That's true. They do have one less hand per capita.
But they're home of the 12th man, which means there's going to be 12 men minus a hand.
Yes.
I'm going Seahawks.
Okay. All right, I'll take that. I also have the Seahawks picked to win this matchup. Now, we're going to go to a beloved matchup that's happened for centuries here. New York Giants versus the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, obviously,
the Cowboys. Man, I might stop by the tea party on the way to that one. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Give me the Cowboys.
Yeah, didn't even ask you. Lions-Cardinals. This could be a shit show just because, one, Josh Rosen is, like, scared. He's already been saying, like, it's just annoying that I don't know what the quarterback situation here is.
When a year ago, he was like, 2 years ago, he was like, they're going to regret not drafting
him. How much leverage can they even get on him, Josh Rosen, in the draft? Like, if they want to move up a spot to trade him, that way they can get Kyler Murray and somebody else.
I mean, his stock's not that good.
What team right now would take him?
I think he would be good at – no, I think – I mean, yeah. I think he would be good at Washington.
Okay.
I think he could maybe go down to the Dolphins.
They have Kirk Cousins that they've just signed to a big deal.
Who, Skins?
Yes.
No, he's with the
– Vikings.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then who the fuck
– Exactly. Rosen has a perfect little place
for him. Wait, who's that fucking – Alex Smith. Yeah, he got his legs – he got a shit snap.
He got Theismann, so he's out.
I mean, he still might be able to come back. Maybe. Possibly.
Did Theismann come back? Did Tyrone Prothro come back?
Now, the Lions and the Cardinals. I'm going to go with the Lions.
Yes.
Okay.
Matt Patricia over the beautiful young head coach himself.
Steelers and Patriots.
Pats.
Yeah, because the Steelers are a fucking travesty.
But hey, no Gronk. That's gonna weigh heavy on them.
We've got Texans Saints.
Ooh, we got a
Monday night matchup.
Doubleheader.
Ding 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 ding. Saints Texans at 7:10 Eastern, 10:20 Eastern, the Broncos Raiders. Who do you have in this doubleheader here, Austin Carlisle?
I'm gonna take the Texans.
Oh shit, you sack of fucking baby dicks.
Sean Payton thinks he's got a squad and they're relying too heavy on the missed call. Texans gonna hit him in the bluff. It's going down in New Orleans. Monday night. Be there 6 o'clock Central Time.
Funny. I think that the Saints win by 3 because it's gonna be a shootout. Now, the Broncos and the Raiders.
Ooh, little AFC matchup here.
Will AB actually make a difference?
I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and say that he blames one of his teammates or coach on Twitter by the time that game happens. So, yes. I don't know.
I think I've seen the Raiders sign more people in the offseason this year than I've seen any other team sign anybody else. I think they've signed like 17 fucking free agents.
I'm just sitting back thinking about it. I know we usually end it with Tennessee football, but I'm super glad that Gruden never found his way to Knoxville.
Actually, yeah, I am too. It's a blessing in disguise.
Oh, my God, a blessing in disguise.
I still kill for Gundy.
Happy with Pruitt. I'd kill for Gundy just for that mullet on the side.
But no, Pruitt, yeah. Pruitt is he's going to be good, but that's not what we're fucking talking about. Who do you have, Raiders or Broncos?
I got Bronx. The Bronx.
You think fucking Joe Fucko?
Hey, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Who knows? The Raiders have Derek Carr.
Oh, by the way, we will be keeping a head-to-head matchup of mine and Carlisle's record all NFL season. And we'll decide at the end what the loser has to do for the winner. Or we'll decide soon.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
So,
I really hope that it's not getting a tattoo of something awful. But we'll talk about it.
We love you. We have a special treat for you next week. Have a great day.